And Nicholas Thompson. He is, of course, the editor of TheNewYorker.com. Nick, good to see you. And is the iPhone business finally peaking?
I think so. You know, compared to a quarter, compared to a year ago, this is the first time we've had almost no increase. The next quarter, we're going to have a decline. It does seem like the market is saturated. The overall market for smartphones, as we've seen in Samsung and other companies, isn't growing as fast. They're not expanding in China as much as they hoped. So, yeah, it looks like it might finally have peaked. It peaked at a massive number, and the company is still doing extraordinarily well. But yes, it's peaked.
And that's worrying because investors want growth, especially from tech companies. So if you look at Apple and its current lineup of products and services, where can Apple find the growth?
Very interesting question, very important question. So if you look at iPhones, maybe when they launch the iPhone 7, in September, probably it will be so amazing they'll get the growth there. It doesn't seem like it's going to come in iPads, which are in a serious decline. It doesn't seem like it's going to come in Macs, which also declined. Then in the other categories, in services and in, say, watches, they've got growth, but it's very small. So if you want the kind of growth that Apple investors are used to, they're going to need something else. We've been talking about a TV for years. That seems like it was kicked to the back burner. Possibly a car, something else. I don't know. We may just be in a period where Apple doesn't grow the way we're used to it growing.
And Apple can make that something else, or it can buy that something else. It has a huge cash pile to buy up new assets. So could Apple find growth in brand new crazy areas like, for instance, virtual reality?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Yes. So the best line in Tim Cook's earnings call yesterday was when he said that Apple has the mother of all balance sheets, which is absolutely true. They have over $200 billion in cash just sitting there. Could they invest that in something new? Could they make a huge expansion elsewhere? There was another really interesting moment on the earnings call where one of the analysts asked about virtual reality. And Tim Cook, isn't going to reveal anything, but he kind of hinted that, yeah, this is pretty important. So maybe VR is where they're going to go, and maybe they will use a chunk of that money to push ahead of their competitors.
It's a critical turning point for Apple. We'll see what comes next. Nick Thompson, thank you as always.